Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network, coming down the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our special guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas. And Sydney, Pastor Crone talked about what's going on behind the scenes, information that you need to understand the unfolding of world events. And we've been doing a series of programs on UFOs. Whether that's what we'll be doing this morning, well, we'll have to find out. But basically, UFOs are real, only they don't come from another galaxy. They come from another dimension. So we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that war because the average American has no idea. The media is controlled, and they control what you think and believe. Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story.
Well, spiritual battle is definitely the key, Dr. Monteith. You know, as we talked before about the why the UFOs, it's the ultimate excuse to explain away the rapture of the church, the next greatest prophetic event that is going to happen to the planet. And but if you're the Antichrist, you certainly don't want the people to say, oh, no, I should have listened to those Christians, and I better get right with Jesus Christ, so you better come up with some great excuse to explain it away. And as we demonstrated on that, UFOs are not only the a great excuse, they're the perfect excuse, and it's been in play for quite some time now, and of course we expose that. But speaking of spiritual battle, I wanted to continue, if we could, on our theme today. We're talking about the one world religion, and which is another thing that the aliens and UFOs that they try to promote. You come all the way supposedly across the universe to say that the Antichrist is a good guy. You need to listen to him. We need to have a one-world ruler, a one-world government, a one-world religion. And if we don't do it, the planet's going to blow up. And then you come over here all the way across the universe, and you don't share technology with us, and you don't cure cancer or fix the water crisis or any of that stuff. You slam on Jesus. You slam on the Bible. You say that there is no such thing as sin, and we don't need to be saved. And you say the seven-year tribulation is actually a great thing. It's Mother Earth cleansing herself. It's going to lead us towards utopia. All that is actually what they, quote, have come here to say. And again, we've dealt with that before. It's a lie. And they're trying to make the seven-year tribulation sound like it's going to be a great thing for those who left behind and explain what happened to those who disappeared before the seven-year tribulation began. And but again, they promote a one-world religion. And part of that promotion is you need to get rid of the resistors. The scripture very clearly tells us that there is going to become a global religion. It's going to be centered around the Antichrist. And again, these guys, the aliens, you come all across the universe just to promote this guy. Oh, and by the way, one of the messages they're actually telling humanity is that the devil is a good guy. So it just all stacks up. It's just crazy. But that's check out the facts, folks. That's what they're coming here to tell us about. But anyway, but the book of Revelation tells us that the whole world is going to worship the beast, the Antichrist. And because of that, they're going to worship the dragon, which defined in that text is clearly Satan. And it says all the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb. And so the Bible says one day you can expect during the last days that you're going to see the whole planet go into this global worship centered around the Antichrist, and it's actually satanically inspired. In other words, you don't want to be a part of this, okay? And but you got a problem. We've dealt with before how they're snookering the whole planet right now to go along with a one-world religion. And they're coercing us into these global crises with the, you know, we got to save the planet, help all the religions got to come together. We got to, don't you know that religion's the main cause of war, which is a lie. It's not. Politics are, when you do the research. And but they keep that going so that people, okay, all religions got to come together. We've already talked about how the church has been impacted and how the church is rolling over on this. And which is crazy because Jesus lays down the gauntlet. He doesn't say that all paths lead to heaven. He said he's the only way to heaven, John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So any true born-again Christian, you have to stand by that statement because the last thing you want to get wrong is how do you get to heaven? And Jesus said it. I didn't say it. He said it. He said he's the only way to heaven. So you can't go along with this one-world religion thing that says, no, your way is the same as my way and all ways get you there. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what Jesus says. So you're either in a position to deny him or call him a liar. Either way, I don't recommend it. And but this is the problem, though. What do you do with those people? Because we know we're headed towards this one-world religion. We know it's going to be satanically inspired. We know it's going to be centered around the Antichrist himself. But what are you going to do with those people who resist? Well, that, believe it or not, is another sign that we're in the last days, and that's called the rise of persecution, specifically on the Christian, the followers specifically of Jesus, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Confucius. Specifically, when you see across the planet the persecution of people who follow Jesus Christ, you're in the last days. And Jesus, again, warned us about that, Matthew 24. He said there's going to come a time, and he, you know, the disciples come to him and say, hey, how do we know it's getting close? What's the, you know, sign of your coming at the end of the age? And so Jesus, you know, he goes into the classic text of, well, first of all, don't let anybody deceive you. But then he goes into, you're going to hear wars and rumors of wars, and nation's going to rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. We see that today. You're going to see an increase of famines. You're going to see an increase of earthquakes. He talks about pestilence, signs in the sky. You know, all those are things that are happening right now. But then he says, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. You will be hated by all nations, not some nations, all nations because of me. And so Jesus clearly says that, listen, there's going to come a point during the seven-year tribulation that the whole planet is going to hate anybody who follows Jesus Christ. Okay? And so the point for you and I now, before the seven-year tribulation, is, well, do we see any signs that that's heating up? That people are specifically hating, and even Jesus called out here, not just hating and not just being persecuted. Do we see any signs of people wanting to put to death the people who follow Jesus? Absolutely, folks. And I'm telling you, it's escalating in a massive scale. And I really think, and I agree with a lot of the researchers, I don't think the American church is prepared to deal with this because we have been comforted for so long. We just don't think it's coming our way. You know, we'll watch videos and shed a little tear about what's happening over in Sudan and our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ over there to the tune of over 2 million plus who have been slaughtered for being Christians. Why don't they put that in the news? Other Christians in China and around the world, they're being persecuted, Europe, the underground church, and we hear stories about that. But for some reason, we think that we're shielded. Folks, I'm telling you, the hammer's about to come down here in America. And part of it, if I can get that far, is because of the current administration. The most anti-Christian administration in the history of the presidents of the United States. It's absolutely mind-blowing. But
well, that's all, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dan, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And, Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, I just wanted to give some demonstration that, folks, this is really hitting high gear, and we better get motivated, certainly as Christians, because we're next on the list, even, yes, here in America. And again, this shouldn't completely surprise us. Jesus warned us that in the last days, you're going to be hated by all nations. That's a global persecution, folks. He didn't say some nations. He didn't say just over in Sudan. He said all nations, okay? And it's already happened here. And they're using the same tactics, if you understand your history, that Hitler used against the Jews, okay? And I think it even got to a point where Hitler was with the propaganda, of course, is what he used with the Jews to make them look really bad in the public eye, that these people are to be mocked and then eventually hated and then disgusted. And he used the propaganda to do that. He used the media to do that. And that's what's being done today against you and I, the evangelical Christian, not the fake, phony, liberal Christian who will go along with a one-world religion, the fake Christian. They promote those as the true Christians now. You and I, the evangelical Christian, are the new terrorists, and I'll demonstrate that in a second. Okay, but Hitler did the same thing. In fact, I even think that the German, it got so bad with Hitler and the Jews and the propaganda that they even passed a law in Germany that said that the Jewish people were not a people. As crazy as that is, and folks, you think, man, they'll never come here. It's being repeated. It's being repeated on you and I, the Christian. Okay? And again, just let me give you some examples. What they use is they use propaganda. And right now, if you're paying attention to the media, and catalog some here, they're using certain terms to stir up that propaganda hatred towards you and I, the Christian. Such terms right now in the media against us are, we're being called psycho groups. We're being called harmful and dangerous sects. We're being called obstructionist right-wing fanatics who embrace a message of hate and fear. That was from Bill Clinton. Texas Governor Ann Richards said the Christians are mongers of hate who preach their anger. Congressman Vic Fazio said Christians are intolerant, using subterranean tactics. From Jocelyn Elders, she said we are the un-Christian religious right who are selling our children out in the name of religion. New York Times writer said that Christians, evangelical Christians, are a greater threat than the old threat of communism. We're called fire-breathing radicals. We're called merchants of hate. We're called fanatics. We're called militants. We're called bigots. And, of course, here's the hot one, right-wing fundamental extremists for the evangelical Christian. Now, wait a second, if you're paying attention, that's the exact same terminology they're using for the Muslim terrorists that everybody says we need to get rid of. And folks, I'm telling you, we better wake up. We have been asleep at the wheel too long. They're using the same propaganda on you and I, which means we're next. I've been warning this ever since 9/11 when it started to come out then in the media that the evangelical Christian who would have the audacity to say that their way, which isn't our way, it's Jesus' way, it's Jesus' words, that he's the only way to heaven, that we would have the audacity to say that we are the next terrorists. We are just like those Muslim guys who say they have the only way, and they're horrible. They're blowing people up. They're doing all these things, and we got to get rid of those guys. We got to round them up and get rid of them. And I'm blown away that I've seen Christians jump on that bandwagon. I'm going, are you nuts? First of all, that's how about a witness to them? Tell them about Jesus so they can get saved. And he can change their heart, and let alone their mind and their thinking, their behavior. But also, it's like, don't you see? They're using the same terminology on us. All you're doing is grabbing a shovel and digging your own grave, because we're next, folks. I'm telling you, it's all carefully planned out. Because we know we're headed towards a one-world religion. The Apostle John prophesied this nearly 2,000 years ago. And you're going to have to do something with the resistors, the stick-in-the-muds. What are you going to do with those guys who keep resisting? Well, you got to get rid of them. And folks, that's us. Okay, they're calling the same thing to you and I as the Muslim terrorists. Pay attention to the media. The propaganda is already here. In fact, let me share with you this alleged quote from Janet Reno. And this is her definition as it goes as a cultist. And it says this, a cultist is one who has a strong belief in the Bible and the second coming of Christ, who frequently attends Bible studies, who has a high level of financial giving to a Christian cause, who homeschools their children, who has accumulated survival foods and has a strong belief in the Second Amendment, and who distrusts big government. Any of these may qualify a person as a cultist, but certainly more than one of these, okay, would cause us to look at this person as a threat and his family as being in a risk situation that qualified for government interference. In other words, if you fit any of those, more than one, we're going to come and take your kids away. And folks, we demonstrate this on our videos. Believe it or not, they're already pushing this in the UN, and they're already pushing that the child has the right over the parents. In fact, over in Europe, they are now showing signs that they are, as unbelievable as this is, folks, they are providing a government caseworker to every single child. Okay, talk about the bureaucracy. But so that they can be the parent now, and the government will get to dictate what the child is and gets to do and gets to believe, gets to behave, gets to be taught, et cetera, et cetera. And if they feel that your child is in a at-risk situation, even with this, you know, now you're in a cult, your mom and dad are in a cult called Christianity, they're going to come and take your kid away. Folks, I'm telling you, they're already pushing it here in the United States. We have to get motivated. It's what has been repeated, what has been done to the Jewish people is being repeated on you and I, the Christian here. In fact, I'm not the one just saying that. Jewish rabbi, we clearly demonstrate that he actually coined the phrase. He said the Christian is the new Jew. I didn't say that. He did. And he's talking about the persecution, the hatred towards evangelical Christians today. Richard Dawkins, talk about propaganda. He put out a TV special. It's called The Root of All Evil. Okay. And he said this in that documentary. He said, the scriptural roots of the Judeo-Christian moral edifice are cruel and brutish. Now, wait a second. I got to stop right there. So having the Ten Commandments where a couple of them say, you shall not murder and you shall not steal and you shall not commit adultery, that's cruel and brutish? Well, anyway, he says, when we look closely at the Bible, you find a system of morals which any civilized person today should find poisonous. And then, and this is, they actually showed this on TV, folks. And then he said about a church service. He said, quote, it reminds him of a Nuremberg Nazi rally and that Nazi leader and propagandist, Dr. Goebbels, would have been proud. Okay? And then he goes on to say that fundamentalist American Christianity is attacking science. But what is it offering instead? A mirror image of Islamic extremism, quote, an American Taliban. And the very next scene on that television program, as soon as he said an American Taliban in regards to evangelical Christians, the next scene showed the burning towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Total propaganda, folks. We are just as dangerous as those Islamic extremists. It's happening right now. And then we share with you, I'm telling you, folks, it's all out there once you start to get an ear for it and pay attention to what's going on. Don't just watch this stuff and go in one ear out the other. Pay attention. The propaganda against you and I, just like it was with the Jews and Hitler, is happening right here in America. And we share video clips after video clip after video clips because I don't just want to quote this to you. You have to see this with your own eyes. And folks, it's shocking. And we better get motivated as Christians. Another one that we show is on ABC's program The View, and of course with Rosie O'Donnell, and we quote her saying, and she says, radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical Islam. Okay, and again, she's not the only one. Texas Democrat Al Green, during a Homeland Security hearing, said that we need to expand the hearings on radical Islam to include a hearing on the radicalization of Christians, that we're gathering our forces and we're going to become just as dangerous as them. And so it's in the media, it's in the government. Let me give you a couple more examples. U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson, she warned this. She said, Christian militants might try to bring down the country and that such groups need to be investigated. Well, gee, is that why the IRS targeted them? Is that why this... these people are being called militants, and they're going after their property and stuff like that. It's Maybe so. Gee whiz. Errol Southers, he was Obama's nominee to head up the TSA. He said this, quote, and we got it on video. He said, most of the domestic groups that we pay attention to are white supremacist groups. They're anti-government, in most cases anti-abortion. They're survivalist type in nature and identity orientated. Those groups are groups that claim to be extremely anti-government and Christian identity orientated. Again, and then even Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, listen to what she said. We got this on video. She said, what we are learning about the religious beliefs of this militia group makes them seem a little bit like a cult, or like a standalone religious oddity. But some things that they are obsessed with are, listen to what she says, fighting the Antichrist, avoiding the mark of the beast, the pre-tribulation rapture. All this stuff isn't a set of beliefs that's specific to this one cult. These beliefs are actually characteristics of a broader movement. And it's on MSNBC, folks. Fox Radio, the guy was mocking the Christian pamphlet on the doctrine of the rapture. And he said this, quote, the evaporation of 4 million people who believe in this blank would leave the world a better place. And then I got on this on another video clip on this townhall.com, the guy was doing an interview. And they were talking about the Muslim guys that were trying to blow up people at Times Square. And then the guy interrupts her and he says, but Christians do that every single day in this country. And she looks at him like, what? And she says, Christians, do they blow people up? And he said this, yes, they do, Christians, every day. It's like, what are you talking about? And they just keep saying this stuff. But this is on television, folks. It's all over the place. In fact, back to the Obama administration, his faith advisor, this guy, Eboo Patil, he compared Christian totalitarianisms to those who believe in only one correct interpretation of their religion. You know, John 14, 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me, Jesus says. Okay, I didn't say it. He did. And he says that those who believe in that, he said, quote, are as dangerous as Al-Qaeda. And, folks, the bombshell recently came down. Homeland Security, you can check this out yourself, folks. They came out with a new document. It's actually called this. Try to write this down real fast. Right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence in radicalization and recruitment report. So I don't know why you have to name it that long. Maybe it's because you spent $2 million on it or something. I don't know. You got to justify it with a big title. But in all seriousness, this report alleges that a violent right-wing extremist movement is trying to take over the nation. And according to the definitions in these reports, folks, Bible-believing Christians are now being labeled as the right-wing extremists. This is from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, folks, right here in our own territory. And if you're thinking, well, surely they're not going to qualify me as a terrorist. Okay. I'm telling you, our own current government, right now, here's their list. Here's a list that if you believe this, if this fits you, you are a right-wing extremist according to our own government right now. Number one, pro-life. If you're pro-life, you're an extremist. Number two, are you critical of the United Nations? Number three, critical of the New World Order. Critical of the Federal Reserve. Against homosexual marriage. Do you oppose the North American Union, which they say doesn't exist, but we clearly document, yes, it does, and you're pushing for it even as we speak. Are you critical of the income tax? Do you oppose illegal immigration? Do you fear foreign powers such as communist China, Iran, Russia, and India? Are you critical of any of President Obama's policies, including abortion, homosexual marriage, etc.? Are you concerned about RFID chips? And do you have a belief in Bible prophecy or, quote, end-time prophecies? Folks, according to our own government, you're a terrorist if you believe that stuff. And I like what one guy stated. He said, what's interesting about the above list is that a great deal of it has to do with things that have nothing to do with the individual nation per se. The only possible reason that any national government would be concerned about its citizens objecting to things like a new world order, a one world government, a United Nations, the homosexual marriage, a regional global government like the North American Union, abortion, RFID chips, and a belief in end times prophecies is because that's what they're planning to promote in the near future. Otherwise, why are you bothered by it? And he says, I would suggest to you that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled far faster than most of us realize, and that's why the governments around the world are concerned about these things. And folks, I would absolutely agree. And it's escalated on a massive scale because the propaganda is not only here, but, folks, the president is already here. And as I alluded to earlier, folks, I don't know if you noticed or not, but this current administration has actually gone down on record as being the most anti-Christian administration in American history, okay, by far. And we'll demonstrate that in just a minute.
And we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Empire Irrigation in Greeley reminds you to salute the fighting men and women of the United States military. Let's make sure they know how much we appreciate them for putting their lives on the line. Our support can truly make a difference for our American heroes. This message is from Empire Irrigation at 2303 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Call them at 352-4000. That's 352-4000. They're proud to honor Staff Sergeant Thad Harvey for his service and for his dedication.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. And Pastor Billy, if people would like to get in touch with you and get your material, how can they reach you?
Well, you can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. If you're in the Las Vegas area, you're welcome to stop by live for studies at Sunrise Baptist Church. Our website, sunriselv.com, sunriselv, as in Las Vegas.com. Or you can just search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, on the Internet, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get on with this study.
Well, again, before the break, I said that we know that this global persecution, this hatred towards people who follow Jesus by all nations is in high gear, not only because of the propaganda, and I think that's easily demonstrated. And again, folks, I can't belabor this enough, but we share with you not just quotes. We share with you the actual news clips, the actual videos of the people actually saying this as much as we can. It's just jaw-dropping. It's really happening, folks. And I think that's we've been so cultured, we've been so conditioned here in America, we just don't think it's going to come. And it is, folks. In fact, it's already here, and it's getting ready to move into the next stage. And we need to get prepared. But again, what I alluded to was it's not just that the propaganda's here. Folks, the president's here, so to speak. And again, folks, you do the research, and what we're seeing is this current administration is the most, on record, the most anti-Christian administration in American history. And not that the previous ones didn't ever do anything against Christianity. That's not true. But this one, whew, man, it just keeps going. In fact, the second term seems to be in turbo mode. The first one was bad enough, but the second one is just wild, okay? And we demonstrate that with some video clips of comments that he's actually stated mocking the scripture and things of that nature. But let me just give you a few quotes of what has come from this administration. Number one, he says that we cling to guns and religion when that were dangerous as Christians. He says, of course, with the administration, the policies, he's forcing us to provide abortions here in America and abroad, and says that pro-lifers are the ones who are violent. Excuse me, have you seen what happens to a baby when it's ripped apart? Then he has the audacity, and we share the video clip on this, to ask God to bless the abortion industry. Okay. Then he orders Georgetown University to cover a monogram symbolizing Jesus' name while he's giving a speech. Then he declines to host services for the National Prayer Day, but he hosts dinners for in honor of Ramadan, the Muslim holiday. Then he says that society should not tolerate any private beliefs, including religious beliefs, if they negatively affect homosexual equality. And then even just this week, I don't know if you checked out the news, folks, but he's going to go ahead and have the Easter Resurrection Day of Jesus a prayer breakfast. But the guy he picked to do the invocation is the Right Reverend Gene Robertson, who is the Episcopal Church openly first gay bishop. Do you think that was just a random choice? With all due respect, no. Okay. Then he deliberately omits the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence. You go, well, you know, hey, they make slip-ups once in a while. It happens to the best of us. He's done that at least seven different times. At least seven. Okay, I can see a couple, but seven? Okay. Then he makes huge apologies for Korans being burned. But when Bibles were being burned, he offers numerous reasons why it was the right thing to do. Okay. And folks, I'm telling you, that's the tip of the iceberg. And this is why we're seeing so much, even in our own country, laws being passed against Christians. And so you couple that with the propaganda against Christians. And folks, I'm telling you, the next thing that's going to happen is called the Roundup. Okay? If you need to learn your history, it's the classic history phrase. From Seneca? And it says, those who don't learn their history are doomed to repeat it. And folks, you would think that even as recently as World War II and what Hitler did with the Jews, that there's no way that kind of behavior against a people could be perpetrated again in the same lifetime. Folks, believe it or not, it's happening again. Well, apparently we don't know our history. It's happening again even here in America, not just across the world, okay? And then again, if you think, well, is it really that bad out there? Yes. Let me just share with you, folks, how bad it is. Christians right now, folks, believe it or not, are the number one persecuted group on the planet. This is all stats you can check out yourself, okay, right now. And by the way, speaking of Hitler, it always seems that the Christians, we don't get talked about, okay, in the persecution. Okay, everybody knows that Hitler killed approximately 6 million Jews, okay? And rightly so. You do need to let people know that. That was horrible. That was atrocious. That was rotten. And we need to be reminded of that repeatedly so it never happens again. But how many people realize that he killed an estimated 7 million Christians? You just don't seem to hear about that much. But right now, folks, it's being repeated today because over 250 million Christians worldwide are under the threat of persecution. Okay, right now, folks, as you're listening to this broadcast, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ are being beaten and tortured, imprisoned, and murdered. Why? Because they refuse to compromise on the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. In fact, in 1988 alone, just that one year, there were some 310,000 Christians slaughtered in one year, and which is why more Christians have died for their faith in the last century alone than in the previous 19 centuries combined. That includes being chucked in the lion's den and all the stories that we hear that did happen to the early church. And folks, it's getting worse. 75% of all religious persecution around the world is now directed against Christians, which is why Christianity is now the world's most persecuted religion. In fact, researchers are now saying, listen to this verbiage, folks, Christianity, they say, isn't dying. Okay, it's not because, you know, oh, gee, you better improve on your marketing skills because the church is dying out. They says, no, 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 this is the church. Christianity isn't dying. It's being eradicated. We're being taken out. And this is what I alluded to earlier. This is the quote from the Jewish rabbi who admitted, quote, Christians have become the new Jews. I didn't say it. He did. And just like Jesus said would happen, folks, they are calling for our extinction. You will be hated by all nations because of me. You will be handed over to be persecuted, quote, and put to death. I'm going to share with you an actual, I get interesting emails, it seems, every week from around the world. And this is the one that I got from a fellow American. And here's what he shared with me. He said this. He said, Christians are going to start dying in mass numbers when America ends, and I will be the first one to lead the charge. Christians are starving the poor and driving nice cars, and Christians always need money. We have to come together and kill them. When the dollar collapses and there are riots and there are no more rights and law enforcement, just start killing Christians as fast and as many as you can before they implement slavery in the same government that got us here in the first place. Excuse me? Folks, that's not somebody in communist China or Russia. That's a, quote, fellow American. And we're getting the blame for everything. It's almost like Nero, back in the day, blaming Christians for burning of Rome. It's the same thing, folks. Like the one guy in the video clip that we share, Christians blow up people every day. It's ludicrous, but they got the power of media, so they keep presenting that into the mind of the non-Christian. Oh, these people are dangerous. And so this guy is sitting here saying, oh, so we're to blame for the dollar collapsing and the riots and all the problems in the world. It's the same thing. We're getting the blame for all this, just like Hitler did with the Jews, except now it's with us. That's why the rabbi said we've become the new Jews. And then we demonstrate this, okay? There's T-shirts out there now.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hello, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, as I was just to demonstrate just how bad it's getting, folks. Again, the persecution's not only here, the president's not only here, but it's in high gear, folks. This is unbelievable as this is. And again, we demonstrate this not only in video, but we demonstrate this. You can see this with your own eyes. There's a T-shirt out there that you can get, and these guys are wearing it, and it's called Exterminate Christians, One Bullet at a Time. And again, all this is stacking up, folks. I mean, can you imagine if the media were to say this about the Muslim terrorists? Can you imagine if somebody were selling a T-shirt that said Exterminate Muslims One Bullet at a Time, or Exterminate Jews One Bullet at a Time? But it would be chaos. But you can go out there and promote Exterminate Christians One Bullet at a Time. You can go out there and say, when the dollar collapses, I'm going to kill as many as I can. And this is okay? Nobody gets called in for that? I'm telling you, folks, why are they letting this slide? Because we know this is going to happen in the last days. Jesus warned about it nearly 2,000 years ago. All nations are going to hate you because of me, and they're not just going to persecute you, they're going to put you to death. Okay? And it's happening now, folks, across the world, even here in America. And this is why one Christian commentary, he predicted this. Listen to this. I think he hit the nail on the head. He said, the real Christian church in America is going to be forced to do as the early Christians did, go underground. He said the mainline Christian churches have slipped away from the foundation of Scripture to adopt secular tenets and leftist political correct philosophies until they have become only a shadow of true followers of Christ. Our mainline denominations have become nothing more than social clubs, and their pastors preach feel-good sermonettes about the environment and things like social justice. They are fearful of preaching the Scripture and pointing out man's failing, i.e. sin, lest they be accused of slander or sued for libel. Okay? That's exactly what's happening, folks. I get emails and phone calls every week, folks, from Christians. Hey, Pastor Billy, I can't find a healthy church in my area or my state or whatever. You got any recommendations? My advice is this. Well, be prepared to drive or move. There's still a few men out there. There's still men out there who are faithful to preach the whole Word of God, not just the happy stuff. But it's not going to come easy, because of the apostasy, because of this stuff that's going on. And so you're either going to need to drive and drive substantially, okay, which is for your spiritual good. It's not, so give up this convenience factor. It's long gone. Or move. Okay. Well, I can't move. Okay. Why not? Who comes first? Anyway, so that's a whole other topic. But the church is going underground. I'll never forget that phone call I had with the lady. And this was, this was probably maybe 15 years ago, folks. And she said, said that she appreciated the teachings and stuff like that, et cetera. God gets the glory. But she used the phrase, and I heard this back from a fellow Christian 15 years ago, roughly. And she said, Pastor Billy, there's a lot of us out here. We've had to go underground. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. And folks, that was 15 years ago. It's way worse today. And we currently have the ability through the technology to, if you will, stand in the gap to help provide some decent spiritual food for those who can't find a healthy church. And that's why, we offer with the media and the live broadcast and things of that nature, and it's all for free and stuff of that nature. So we're trying to be there. But I really think that there's even going to come a day, folks, when we're going to lose that freedom. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the current administration is wanting to hand over and is showing signs of handing over the Internet to the United Nations. And so what do you think is going to happen then? What last little ability that we have through the technology to encourage each other and equip each other is going to go right down the tubes, okay? So you need to realize, folks, the church here in America is already showing signs that we're going to have to go underground. In America, folks, we better get motivated. We're more concerned about who's going to win the playoffs than how much time is left before the hammer comes down for us, okay? And this is why the founder of Gospel for Asia, he said this. He believes that the persecution will soon impact believers in America, and he is fearful that many are not ready. He says, quote, the great falling away from faith could be worse here in America because people are absolutely not prepared to face suffering or persecution because we've been conditioned. We cannot imagine a gospel with the cross and suffering in it. I like what one preacher said. He says, we try to put padding around the cross. Nope, it's just rough-hewn wood, okay? He says, we have focused on prosperity material possessions too long instead of surrendering all to Christ. And the result, he says, is that the American church has become very naive in thinking that real persecution will never come their way. He says these are warning signs. God is telling us that we need to prepare our lives. And another pastor puts it, the time for excuses is over. Folks, it's the classic axiom in the church. We seem to major on the minors and minor in the majors. We'll sit there and argue and beat each other up over secondary issues in the church, okay? And yet the whole time, this is breathing down our neck, okay? There's certain things in the scripture as Christians we're always going to disagree with. I'm not talking salvific issues. I'm not talking if you got the wrong Jesus. No. We need to go to town on that because you don't want to get eternity wrong. But there's certain secondary issues like positions on spiritual gifts, maybe even your position on the rapture. But folks, your position on that doesn't determine your salvation, okay? And in the church, it seems like we'll blow so much time on those secondary issues, and yet we need to get together and we need to band together because I think we're going to need each other more than we ever have. We've always needed each other, but we don't have the liberty to beat each other up on secondary issues. We better get together. We better get united because this is real, folks. This is not make-believe. And we're going to need to watch each other's back because somebody is breathing down our back. And it's time that we stop getting distracted on secondary issues. But that's still not the only thing, folks. You want to see how bad it's getting? The implementation of our execution is also here. And believe it or not, the book of Revelation calls out what the method of extermination is going to be. And Revelation 20 says, "And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God." Okay? And so the Bible says clearly that apparently one of the modes of execution for people who follow Jesus Christ is going to be beheading. Okay, and boy, it's a good thing that we never see that beheading as a form of capital punishment ever making a comeback soon. I mean, that was just, you know, the French Revolution, and, you know, during those times, nobody has guillotines around and things of that nature. Nobody's chopping people's heads off anymore. And, of course, you guys can hear the sarcasm. Folks, excuse me, it's happening all over the place. Beheading is making a comeback. Even that is on the rise as well.
By the time, God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our program, House of Billy Crone. We basically have so much of this on DVD. And of course, when he does a DVD, well, he brings in all sorts of footage that's been shot elsewhere. These are truly remarkable, one of the finest things we carry. We have his 8 or 9 part series on the final countdown, going into the fact we are living in prophetic time. Each one certainly has 5 or 6 DVDs in it. You need to get this information. You need to watch it. You need to understand we're living in prophetic time. And then as far as the UFOs are concerned, whether there's part 1, part 2, each one has about 5 or 6 DVDs in it, and each one shows how their forces, the supernatural forces, are here. They're not from another Sydney galaxy. They're coming from the other dimension. And until you understand that we live in a material world, but there's an immaterial world. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world. There is an intangible world. There truly are demonic forces here. There are people who've given themselves over to the dark side. If you doubt that, simply go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org, look at their logo, 3 sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Is it simply coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came from that organization? We've been taken over from within. Why then are things as good as they are? Why they need the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. But believe me, things are beginning to move together. They're going to be moving increasingly rapidly. We're going to be moving from crisis to crisis. And you need to understand what's happening and to help us get the information out. So if you'd like to get Pastor Billy Crone's, either we have some 4-shaped sets of his talking you can get from us, but we suggest the DVDs. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And get the ones for the final countdown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. And then, of course, get the parts on the UFOs, part 1, part 2. You need to have the information, Pastor Billy. Certainly, we have them on a regular basis because we think that information is vitally important. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know that a spiritual battle is going on. They think that what you get from the media is true. The media is totally controlled in America by these same dark and sinister spiritual forces which create our reality and largely determine what the American people think and believe. And if you really doubt that, you need to get the book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by a professor, left-wing professor, admittedly, at University of California in Berkeley, Professor Ben Bagdikian, and he studied this for 30 years. You need to get his book. You need to read it. You need to analyze what you're getting and understand that your mind is controlled because the media is controlled. And that's how you control the reality of the American people. The book, The New Media Monopoly, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radionippity.com. Go there, watch our DVDs, our radio program, read our newsletters, text them there on items on the news.